Morning, everybody. I'd like to turn to Proverbs 12. I've been thinking a lot this week about thinking before you speak, or not even saying anything at all, unless you're asked. Let's start in verse 17 here. The ways of undiscerning men are right in their own eyes, but the wise man hearkens to counsels. I think that's a good thought, how everybody is convinced that they're right in general, always have their reasons as to why they believe what they do, but it's pretty well always one-sided. We need to be open-minded enough to realize that somebody might know more than us. When I was a boy living in Omaha, I used to get piles of books about how to be an electrician or a mechanic or a pilot. And I learned a lot of facts about these subjects, but the only time I learned anything that stuck was actually useful is when I was hands-on building something. I think that's how Christianity works. You can study and study all the answers, but if you haven't experienced hands-on, there's a good chance you're just another fool. I think the Bible says Jesus didn't start preaching till he was 30 or somewhere around there. I think that's because young men especially have all their beliefs in a row, but no foundation of experience. And I'd like to read verse 18 now. A man without discernment immediately proclaims his wrath, but an astute man hides his own dishonor. It's really easy for us to immediately show our feelings. In a bad situation, we all have the same feelings, but the difference is whether we can hold our tongue or not. We make fools of ourselves so often due to the lack of self-control. There's a lot of talking here. I'm going to keep reading a little bit farther. Verse 19. A righteous man declares his honesty openly, but the witness of the unrighteous is deceitful. There are those who wound with the sword as they speak, but the tongue is of the wise heal. Truthful lips establish a testimony, but a hasty witness has an unrighteous tongue. There's a lot of talking here about how the godly try to sow peace, but I know a lot of people who try to stir up strife in supposedly God's name. If we stand true to what Jesus taught, it'll naturally come. We don't have to create it. And I have some verses here in Proverbs 17, verse 26. The face of a wise man shows understanding, but the eyes of a man without discernment are upon the ends of the earth. A son without discernment is a wrath to his father, and a grief to she who bore him. It is not good to punish a righteous man, nor is it holy to plot against a righteous princess. He who refrains from uttering harsh words is intelligent, and long-suffering man has discernment. I like that verse a lot. He who refrains from uttering a harsh word is intelligent, and a long-suffering man has discernment. Wisdom shall be imputed to a man without understanding who asks for wisdom, And everyone who holds his peace will seem to have discernment. That's all I had here. Any prayer requests? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day you've given us, and pray that you'd help us hear your words from the sermon this morning that we're going to hear. And also, we pray for wisdom, too. In Jesus' name, amen.